Goodness is not natural. This is Joseph Tan here from GoodMonday.com. When the child is born, we as parents glow with the expectations of perfection. I mean, it's understandable. Look at the sweet, cute, amicable look. This is going to be a great start to parenting, or so we thought. We as imperfect parents are expecting perfect kids. Experience validates the truth that as the child grows, the lower your expectations of perfection. Why is this so? It is the principle of natural deviant at work. That is, your child misbehaves not because he was forced to, but it is in his nature to do so. To put it bluntly, a child left to his own will bring shame to his parents. Even the second law of thermodynamics states that in any closed system, the amount of disorder always increases with time. How true? Try leaving the child to his own devices and observe whether you have positive development or progressive deterioration. Do you desire for goodness to grow within your child? Do you hope for your child to be self-governing so that she will do what's right because it's right to do what's right, especially when no one is watching? Then you have to realize that your parenting effort will go through a state of unnaturalness before goodness and morality becomes an innate quality. Here are three parenting perspectives that do not come naturally for most of us, but it will make good sense for your child in the long term if you do not give up. Parenting perspective number one. Demand authoritative attention. Unless a child is willing to be obedient and attentive, it is impossible for any teaching to be done. So how do you gain obedience? You demand it. When a child reaches 2 to 3 years old, he comes to one of two conclusions. Number one, it's my parents' job to pay more attention to me. Or conclusion number two, it's my job to pay more attention to my parents. Think about it. How are you ever going to impart values to your child if you are spending most of your time serving him and pandering to his every whim and fancies? Do not tolerate disobedience and disrespect. Look at the classrooms of today. Most students come to school expecting to be entertained rather than to pay full attention to the teacher. Parenting perspective number two, demand active chores. I discovered just how much my children are capable of when we disengage the services of the maid. Can you think of someone you admire or look up to? I can guarantee that one of their distinguishing traits is the attitude of servant leadership. They take effort to serve others and consider the needs of others above self. And yet, what are we doing to our kids? We are serving them and making sure that they do not have to endure hardships. But certain hardships related to work ethics and personal responsibility is the cornerstone of true success. Assign regular household chores to your child as early as possible. It will keep them humble, instill personal responsibility, and a sense of gratefulness. Parenting perspective number three, demand high standards. The word teenager was first used in a Reader's Digest article dated 1941. How in the world did we ever survive without teenagers before that? Simple. Children were trained and disciplined to graduate into the realm of being young men and ladies with a keen sense of responsibility and high moral standards. Look at the MTV generation of today. We are releasing our children to a society of fads and fashions with little regard for the rock-solid tradition of values and character. Set high standards of character for yourself first and make sure that you enforce it consistently at home. Our young people can rise up, but we need to set the bar high. So, you want perfectly naturally good kids? Well, you have to start by being a parent that does things radically different than the average masses and live by a set standard of consistent character. The goodness within your child will not grow automatically but requires your external intervention and involvement because it requires something extraordinary from you before goodness becomes ordinary for them. Think about it. This is Joseph Tan here from GoodMonday.com.